Word. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it, and they fled to Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, and saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw that Paul had done, they cried out in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gate, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments when they heard this and rushed into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news, that you should turn from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagans say, "Where is their God?" Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. May you be blessed by the Lord, you who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I taught you or told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so the gospel is so revealing about what God wants us to know and what God wants us to do and how God wants us to live, right? Again, this is the 14th chapter of John's gospel. Now, you remember here, he says, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." Now, in chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus gives us his commandment, the only commandment he ever gave us. He said, "This is my commandment." John chapter 13, verse 34, the chapter before this. Does anyone know it?
do 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 do.
You should by now. I've talked about it enough. John chapter 13, verse 34 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." The only commandment Jesus Christ gave us. This is it. Love one another as I have loved you. Okay? So now get this, because Jesus says, "So whoever has my commandments and observes them," that we observe the law of Jesus, which is to love one another, "is the one who loves me." Why? Because whatever you do to at least my brothers or sisters, you're doing to me. So when we love others, we love Jesus too. Just the side here, Matthew 25. Let's just go there. And then he says, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father." Why? Because God is love. And this is a community of love, this Trinity that we celebrate, that we adore, that we worship. The Father is always loved. The Son is always loved. The Father is so real. Their love is so real. It's the Holy Spirit. And that's the promise he's giving us, right? So here, when we are loving, listen to what it says. "That whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him." Incarnate love is who God is in Jesus. And then Jesus says, "Whoever loves me will keep my word," that you love one another, "and my Father will love him again, and we will come to him and" what? "Make our dwelling in him," or with him. So that means that God himself dwells with us. And more than that, with the promise of the Holy Spirit, he dwells within us when we love. We cannot, you know, again, when Jesus said, or John says later, you cannot say, those who say they love God and hate their brother is what? A liar. I hate that. I just hate that. Because it's easy for me to love God. I'll pray. I'll do everything I want to do. It's hard for me to love other people. And yet Jesus makes it explicit to me and to you today. He wants us to be people of love. And when we are, that shows that God dwells within us. Because he will dwell with us when we obey him. His commandment is love. So today, the call is to be like God, like the Trinity, where the Father's always loved the Son, and the Son's always loved the Father, and their love is so real, it's the Holy Spirit. When we love others like God loves us, we participate in the Trinity, and God dwells within us. We get caught up into God. So what's your call today? What's my call today? To love. Not easy, but the commandment of Jesus. Let's do it. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.